the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has assigned me as a new cardinal to represent him and to carry out his concern for the Order of Malta and transmit to the government of the Order and to the members the goodwill and the interest of the Pope for the successful accomplishment of its mission on the part of the Order. That is the defense of the faith and the service to the poor. In reality, the Order is doing an extraordinary service to refugees and migrants, to people who are in extreme necessity in the periphery of our cities. And this continues a century-old tradition that the Order has. Now, after so many centuries, there is a need of adjusting once more the constitution of the Order in order to deliver an effective service without losing the benefit in the richness of the tradition of the Order. This is the challenge ahead of us. Complete the reform of the constitution, renew the spirit of commitment to the service of the poor, to keep alive in the hearts of the members of the Order the faith motivation that is the source of inspiration and the motor that pushes members to serve the people with a variety of needs, physical, moral. And this seems to me is a great opportunity to implement not only the mandate that is common to the members of the Order, but also the mandate that is very specific of the teaching of Pope Francis that reflects the gospel, particular attention to the needier persons in our communities.